From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code NEWS. Whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Kachava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just 2 scoops of Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just 2 scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at kachava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st. That's Kachava, KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
Hello, everyone. What is going on? I am back again. Leon here with episode 236 of the Leon LeGray podcast. And so today we're going to get into conversation of hardware today. And what is most important right there, even though I've talked in the past about software, which we've talked about operating systems in the last 2 episodes, I wanted to talk about hardware. As all of you guys know, there's so much buying and consumerism at this time of year, during the time that we are especially with Black Friday coming up. And this is a point of time that I would go and write in my own personal blogs about hardware. And I've done this about every year on this too. What a better way to talk about this than now? Because most importantly, I will say for all of you guys that are looking to purchase hardware, this is a perfect subject to talk about. And the topic for today we're going to talk about is new hardware better than old. And how true is it? Because this is a topic we're going to get into in today's episode. Before we continue on to a topic, I wanted to go ahead and mention something real quick as I've been doing this behind the scenes. So recently, me and my friend Michael, known as Be It Me, Not You, has just released a form. It's a form that we discussed about technologies, crypto, and other trends that we've talked about all the time, especially that goes on under the covers, which I figured this is something I wanted to bring up. So guys, if you're looking in a good forums or discussion board, as you may or may not know, back then, before I used social media, I have used this thing called the forums and discussion boards, really. And I'm sure for you younger folks that have never experienced a discussion forums like me and Michael that have back in the day, I'll tell you one thing is we are still a small staff of 2 people. He's the administrator. I am the moderator for the community, which this is something that if you are in the tech space like me and him, I will say that I encourage everyone to come over to beitme.you.online, and that way we can have more discussions and stuff like that, and also fun topics to talk about too. Doesn't have to be about tech relations at all. But yeah, come over. Love to have you guys join us here over at beitme.you.forums. And now, without further ado, let's get on into the topic. Let's hit it. And to get started with today's topic, and the topic that inspired me to talk about this today, which I've I ended up bringing this up because I've been watching videos on YouTube, and a lot of people have been working on their PCs, which I'm sure if you've heard about what's been happening with, you know, the discontinuation of Windows 10 that's happened about, I would say close to a month already, because October 15th was the end of life for Windows 10, which means that with that happened, that happened already. A lot of people have really come out and realize of how much Windows, I'm going to say it right there, Windows and is a scam of an operating system, and it's spyware. And let's just put it the way it is, because it's a operating system. It's sure, it may be great on offices. It may be great, good for business, but it's not good for consumers. And that's why I am thinking the way I'm seeing this as of now, because lately, a lot of people have been looking over and speculating that, should I even buy a new PC? And is it even worth upgrading my old desktop or my old laptop? Well, it also depends on what you're looking for on a computer, right? And everybody is different. And when it comes down to me, however, I am looking for a computer that is reliable, number one, that is efficient, and how long it will last me throughout the duration of my life. And so that's the one thing I look for in computers. And I actually owned about a few laptops in my lifetime. For most of my life, I've had used desktops in my home, and I've shared a desktop with my brother when I was much younger. And as I'm older, I come to figure out things more in a clear light right now. Because way I see with hardware and the sales, because I look at this is where when people are buying with the Black Friday deals, and people can see about the $200 or the $400 price tag, people are going to go, oh, the nice and shiny thing out there. I wonder how well it's going to work. And, you know, a lot of people are, I would say the people are price conscious of what they buy when it comes to new hardware. And so as of I don't look for anything fancy, and I don't look for a gaming laptop at all. When it comes to gaming, I stick with gaming on a desktop, not on a laptop, because desktops are much more customizable on a stationary PC. Laptops, you can't really upgrade your GPU on a laptop, not as easily as a desktop. And so for me, when it comes down to my purchasing power on a computer, and I've this as of the last few days, I've went ahead and purchased old laptops on eBay. While it is a gamble, how I see it, you know, I would say, so what? Let's go ahead and take a gamble and just go for it right there too, because they're older. While they are just what, those laptops are a few years older, I can still go ahead and customize the computer. And let's say if anything were to happen with, I don't know, a keyboard, and if that keyboard gets ruined, or if I can't press a button on the keyboard, and if the keyboard gets defected, you can still get parts for it. And you just gotta look it up on Amazon or eBay or whichever store out there too, because I know that the biggest e-stores out there is like Temu or Alibaba, and I haven't even gone to those websites myself, which is a Chinese e-store, but all of us guys here in the U.S. can still access to Alibaba and make purchases there very cheaply. Now, even though I have not visited Alibaba, love to find out how that is myself. But yeah, stick with the topic with, is new hardware the biggest deal? Not always in today in modern computing, because I've noticed one thing as I'm seeing with these laptops that has AI integrated, and then, and I'm sure you guys are seeing out there with desktops having AI integration right there. Personally, I don't care about the whole AI integration in CPUs. I just want a computer that runs well and that works for me well, because my purpose is I want to go out, edit my audio, and most of my podcasts are on the audio form, and that's what I do, really. That's all I really do, is mostly audio podcasts. I don't do podcasting on video, because why am I going to sit there and edit hours away? Because to me, audio is much easier, and that's the purpose I do for a laptop, right? Now, if your purpose is very different, you know, let's say on a gaming, you know, if you want to game on the go and not having to be stuck stationary, probably a gaming computer is fine. And I have nothing against people buying new hardware as well, because, hey, I purchased new hardware. This was 1 year during the pandemic. I remember purchasing the hardware back in 2019, and I've had the money for it, and I ended up spending it on the hardware side, which I think the hardware was, you know, still is what I needed, because I was getting into streaming at during the time. And to me, my take is I would love to come back to streaming and get back into the streaming, you know, phase, because that's what I want to do. Because I've had a good GPU, which I won during a stream contest that 1 year before the pandemic. And then from what do you know, I gave that GPU to a friend of mine, and he's probably using that GPU on his CPU. And so now I have a GeForce graphics card, which is a 6030 that I've won on Newegg. So I have that GPU running A-OK. And even though it's not like, what, a 4060 Ti or whatever, even though I've had somebody in my circle of friends that said, oh, why did you do that? Why didn't you get the 4090? You know, you could have had a good run with that 400 series NVIDIA. But to me, I was still happy with the 300 series, or excuse me, 3000 series on it. And I'm okay with that. I have no problem with it, because it still works. And to me, my the way I feel with gaming is that for me, I'm very moderate on the gaming. I'm not very intense gamer. I don't care for the best new shooter out there. Now, if it comes to me later down the road that I'll be playing, let's say, a brand new Doom game or Valorant whatsoever, I'll probably, the upgrade on graphics is probably be necessary down the road, right? But for me, this is still great for what I do. And I would say that the 3060 graphics card isn't perfect. And I noticed some issues here and there when it comes to the frame rate. But then again, if you look past it, it's not really a huge deal for me. And I like it the way it is. And I've enjoyed having to game on a good graphics card that will last me, you know, for a long, long time. And right now, graphics cards are expensive. And it isn't, the graphics cards isn't what it used to be. And the graphics card market is so high. And everybody knows this as well. Now, and for me, if you can still use, I don't know, a 2000 card series and spend less money and wait till the price goes down, that's going to be up to you. If you're able to be patient and wait on a inexpensive graphics card that you can use and use down the road too. And I know a lot of people out there are waiting for the next.
From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code NEWS.
Grand Theft Auto 6. Now, am I the biggest fan of Grand Theft Auto? No, I'm not. The last time I played Grand Theft Auto was San Andreas on the PlayStation 2 and GTA 3. This was back then, too. Now, I'm just not crazy for it, too. Because how expensive that game is going to come out down the road. And this game, right at this point, Grand Theft Auto 6, has been delayed for, like, what, over five times now? I'm not crazy about the new games that are coming out. I know people are definitely waiting for it, and there's fans of it out there. I'm just not a fan of Grand Theft Auto 6, and this is not my type of game I'm going to consume and play my butt off, right? And to me, my time is better spent on games that are really good. And I have tons of titles I have on my GOG playlist and on Steam that I have on those libraries. So for me, I'm okay that I'm just going to end up spending less money for a decent graphics card that will sustain me too. Now, whatever you are doing on your computer is up to you too. And I know that these graphics cards on laptops are going to work for people that are just going to need it, you know, on the download too. And now if you are, let's say, video editing, that's a different story. You will probably want to invest a little bit more on a good, powerful laptop. Or if not, then you might want to just go get yourself an external GPU, which that is still supported today, which I would say that look for a good eGPU that you just plug into your laptop, and that way you could have ease of use on editing right there too. So that's one. Now, coming from an article that I've read right now, and this is something that this will help you understand what your reasoning for if you want to upgrade for your PC or buy a brand new computer. Now, this is a guide on PC World here, which says your PC is too slow but don't want to spend a lot of money on a new computer. We tell you whether it makes sense to upgrade your PC. And the article continues here, which says your PC takes more and more time to boot. Browser tabs open only slowly. The videos from the last holiday cannot be edited as desired, or the new purchase game jerks across the monitor. Sooner or later, every PC reaches its performance limit, regardless of whether it's used in the office or productive work or creative applications or for gaming. However, this does not always have to result in a new purchase. Often, it's enough to replace just one component to make the PC fit again. First of all, it's important to find out which component is the limiting factor in order to decide whether upgrading the computer or buying a new one makes more sense. And to give you context of this article right there, I have to agree. Now, if your computer is modular, this is one thing I will mention right there, is that you do not have to purchase a brand new PC. And here I'm reading on this article, when does upgrading your PC make sense? A desktop PC is modular. Therefore, it is usually easy to replace a component provided you have a certain technical understanding. If you are confident enough to do the upgrade yourself or have an expert at hand, there is nothing to stop you from upgrading. Although you should bear a few points in mind. Upgrading a PC primarily makes sense if you can achieve a large increase in performance with the purchase of only a few components and low expenditures. For example, if your PC still has an old HDD installed, you can significantly speed up the start of the operating system and programs by purchasing an SSD without having to replace the rest of the components. And I will say that is true right there too. While PCs are at some point will end up dying throughout later on his lifespan, one thing I will bring this up to you listeners out there is buying a new computer will not always solve your problems. In fact, buying a new computer will only bring issues as well, because, for example, I've noticed with new computers nowadays that it's going to make things impossible to upgrade. And a lot of these computers, from what I understand from other tech channels that I've come across, that if your computer is soldered down, or if the memory or the RAM is soldered down, from companies that don't want you to replace things or change the components, that's going to be very difficult for you guys. Because at the end, I don't see why having to buy a new PC when you can get an old refurbished laptop. Even with tons of laptops in the markets right now, we're talking about any laptop 2013 and over, that first of all, they're still in functioning order, and you could still continue to buy a good, decent laptop, even older for that fact. Because let's say if you were to go out and buy a branded laptop from HP, Dell, or any brand. I was going to say Lenovo, but Lenovo has been pretty good recently, but who knows. But yeah, like I mentioned, like HP, Dell, or Acer, because I know Acer has had its issues, and one of the first laptops as a teenager that was gifted to me by my father, I remember, was an Acer, and the issues that can have that you could come across with Acers, where I remember that when I plugged in the charger, the computer had issues charging, and one of the main things I've had with this laptop was that when I plugged in the laptop, the charger was having issues, and I remember it just wouldn't charge. And so if I wanted to fix that laptop, it was going to be more expensive to get that laptop, you know, fixed. And so I didn't get that laptop fixed whatsoever, because back then I didn't have the skills to change the components off that laptop. So, and then as I've gone older, I realized that it'll be much easier now to replace things on your own than having to purchase a brand new laptop that costs over $400, or God forbid, $1,000 on a laptop, while you could have saved a lot of money. And still, it all depends on you, because I know a lot of you guys are like, oh, I just don't like these old laptops, and they're just don't have the aesthetic feel. They're not lightweight compared to the new laptops. I'm sure some of you think this way, but for me, I don't. And now as I've gotten older, I appreciate a lot of the older laptops now that came out over 10 years or over. And of course, if it was me, I wouldn't purchase a laptop, like say, that had DDR2 memory. First of all, they're ancient. They're dinosaurs. They're not upgradable, because DDR2 is extinct. If you want a laptop, I would say DDR3 and over. That's the way I see it too, because the laptops I'm talking about is the ones that you're able to customize, that say 2007 or above, right there, because those were like laptops that had DDR3, and you could still customize it, upgrade it, and do whatever sick things with those laptops too. Let's say if the memory was faulty, you can replace the memory or the RAM stick on there. So that's no problem too. And that is great, because DDR3 still runs pretty well. At some point, those memory types are going to be obsolete, just like DDR2 has been obsolete for some time now. Because I know the other day, a few days ago, I was messing around with a Dell Inspiron 6000 laptop, and they're old, but for some reason, I was able to get that laptop to work and revive. And it was so sick because I couldn't believe that I was able to get a 20-year-old laptop to run. It was functioning. But the issues that I came across with that laptop, for one, the HDD on that laptop is super slow. The components were really, really old. And for me, the likelihood to upgrade it is less likely. I'd rather have something that was more lightweight, something that is, you know, it pretty much in the standards, right? And for me right there, the Esperon was like a no-go for me. And I know sometimes you just have to let the old out and get something that's more reasonable right there too. Because I remember watching videos of technicians that have replaced computers that were, let's say, 6 to 10 years old, right? I'm not talking about super old laptops right there. But I'm talking about laptops that aren't even that bad for their age. Come to think about it, yeah, that not too bad for their age. And there was this one guy I watched on the YouTube called Salem Tech Experts. Great channel, by the way, too. And I've just discovered him recently. And this guy is the guy that is, he is the world's best technician ever, which is a meme of its own. The world's greatest technician ever has talked about this in one of his videos. And this guy surprised me how much he knows about hardware and how much he's messed around with hardware. And it's fascinating watching him go through his little shop right in his home estate of Massachusetts. Great guy too. If you guys are listening or are wanting to know what he does for a living, check his channel out. Well, he used to be a repair shop, but then he ended up being a more of a refurbished shop, selling computers online, which now he mostly goes on the more online route, selling refurbished laptops for those are looking for a business laptop, but nothing too fancy. And what he does is very novel, because I love the fact that he's fixing laptops and selling it out in the market. And I remember listening to an episode of his where just because you see something that's new doesn't mean is the latest and greatest ever. And this is one thing I've realized and come to realize is that he's absolutely right. And I always thought the same way with a lot of people. We all wanted the latest and greatest out there. And you come to find out that it's not always true. And
tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for 5 different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
You find out and realize that the old tech were somewhat better, and they've come a long way too, because the old laptops that been around or they were released 6 to 10 years ago were modular. You can upgrade it and you could do pretty much decent things with it too. Unlike today's laptops, where most of these companies like HP, Dell, I don't know about Lenovo too. Well, you got Acer, Asus. I'm sure most of these newer laptops built by these manufacturers are going to want to solder the parts and not make things customizable. And I know a lot of these guys out in the internet have been talking about the right to repair, like a law or a right to for people to repair their own stuff. And now you look at these companies, first of all, they are beholden by their shareholders and they do not want people to save their electronics for the long term, which the shareholders is what's mostly important to these companies. And that's sad reality, because with the recent things that we've been seeing with Windows 10 of end of life, which in my opinion, it was very short lived, because 10 years can go by very, very fast. And the fact that they've decided to kill it off in a short amount of lifespan, which is not really long, because you look at Vista, or not Vista, excuse me, XP and then 7, they've had lasted longer. And these operating systems, they've had extended support over the last few years after the main service packs were done and over with too. They've only, those two operating systems, XP and 7, had expanded three main service packs, and then extended support for these operating systems, and those extended supports lasted for a couple years, and this was support that was brought to them by Microsoft. Now, and that's one thing I have to say, was that you don't see that right now with these current operating systems. And look, I will put it this way too, is that, like, for instance, Mac is not even innocent too. Well, I would say that with, in respect with Mac computers, they know how to build hardware, right? Even though you're paying for a very luxurious price of over $1,000 for a laptop, which, holy hell, what the hell? But thing of what with Mac is that their hardware is great. And I will tell you a story where, one, I've purchased a refurbished, a refurbished MacBook Pro mid 2012, and it works great even after for over a decade that's been around. Still works great. I love that MacBook until I couldn't use it anymore, or the fact that the programs couldn't work any longer, right? And that's when I have to ask myself, do I have to buy a brand new laptop? And the answer to that question is no, I don't have to, because I really don't have to buy anything brand new off the shelves of a big box, a company like Best Buy's, Target, Walmart, whatever, right? You really don't have to be spending big bucks for a brand new laptop or desktop, or even a tablet. In this case, mostly I'll be talking more about the desktop and laptop products, because at this season of buying season right now, Black Friday, where everything is going black, no pun intended. But however, this is where I have to talk about this, because people think that buying something new will get them somewhere in the long run. And it's not always the case. You can buy an older computer and fix it up yourself and make that computer last a long time. And that's why I don't think it's always necessary to buy new hardware always. Now, there will be a certain degree. Let's say if the motherboard goes out one day, and let's say if that motherboard of mine, the MSI motherboard, is not repairable anymore, which is the XMPG, a motherboard, the XMPG 570 that I've had since 2019. Let's say if it goes out of commission and I can't really repair it, or whatever causes it to malfunction, then that point, that motherboard cannot be savable at this point. I will have to just let go of it and put it in the recyclables and just purchase a brand new motherboard. Motherboards are not that expensive at all. You know, in comparison to GPUs, you can still get a new motherboard for, let's say, between $200 to $300, which isn't terrible, but still quite of an expense in this case right there. And if I had to, well, in certain cases, for laptops, semi-modular right there. They serve its purpose right there. And this is why, as a consumer, if I had to, I would buy a laptop install my own operating system, whether it be Windows or most likely that laptop will be mostly Linux distro, because I see Linux to be the future. And most of my work will be on a Linux machine. Down the road, I will do that. And by the way, I will give you a review on Linux coming up soon once I get the new laptop on eBay and on Salem Tech Expert website. So there's going to be a full overview on that laptop, which both of them I got was, one was a Dell, the other one is a Lenovo ThinkPad, which I will give you a good review and what I think about, you know, that system when it comes right in the mail next week. But in my case, point of case in this is that old hardware still stands pretty well. And I know at some point refurbished machines will go out of style, go out of date, and will no longer work for you, let's say between the next 15 years. And, you know, by a miracle, if that CPU from Intel, let's say dual core or whatever core that may be on Intel or AMD, you know, you better pray that it will last you for a good 10 to 15 years, let's say at most too, because most people, they don't know how to fix things, and a lot of people will throw them out in the bin. That's where the most common case will be for most people. So in case if your PC is slow, one of the things that I have to agree with PC World is, or if you no longer have enough RAM, but your main board still has free RAM slots, you can still supply and install additional RAM modules. Upgrading the graphics card can also make sense if the processor is bored in games, the power supply unit is significantly meant for faster GPU, and the case offers enough space. Okay, and continuing on right here, and advantages of upgrading your PC. And here's part one on this one. So part one here, it says cheaper. Replacing just one component saves a lot of money compared to buying new. Number two, bulletin number two, saves time. If you don't have you don't have to set up a new PC. Install all the necessary programs and move your data. Bulletin number three, of course, it is also more sustainable to replace only parts of the PC and not the whole computer. And I have to agree with this right there, because we spend so much time wondering what is wrong with my PC, right? And it's not your whole machine that's the problem. It's just your RAM. And that comes to find out is that over time, the RAM is starting to have issues and it's not working like it used to be. So you're going to have to replace it. And all of us at one point, we're going to have to replace our RAM, because it will age out or it'll just be slow. So, and speaking of, as of I will have to at some point replace my RAM at some point down the future. I've had that same RAM stick, those two RAM sticks for, I don't know, like 6 years now, still works great. And not so far, nothing is slow. And I'm glad that there's no issues yet. I will have to go out to Newegg or some other online place, let's say Micro Center, go out there, make a purchase on a DDR4 RAM stick, which I will have to carry an extra one in case if it goes out down the line. So I would say this would be a smart idea than having to wait on it till things will have issues down the road. And I know my CPU has two extra RAM slots in case things were to go out on me. In the most unperfect world, at some point, I'm sure you guys might be asking, well, the number one question is, when does it make sense to buy a new PC? Well, there's an argument for anything. And if your PC is on its last legs and lacks everything that wants to do currently, then upgrading it makes a little sense. if you have to invest more than half the money you would have to spend on a new PC on an upgrade. Buying a new one is usually a more sensible solution on the long run. And however, I just wouldn't do it unless, like I said, if it's something that it, your job relies on working on a PC, then buying a new computer will make a lot more sense at some point down the road. Because initially, at some point, it's not bad to get a new PC and just get it, because I remember I've had to purchase a store-bought PC from HP. That one worked well, and this one had Windows 10 on it pre-installed, and this was something that my mom was working for a little while. And that was something that made sense at the time, because they wanted her to have a PC of her own and a monitor for her to use while working, which I think it does make a little bit of sense if you're just looking for a good working PC to work at your home. Then probably a store box wouldn't be too bad, unless you're the type of person that doesn't know how to customize or build your own computer, which it can be very intimidating for most people, which I do agree, because that's how it was back when I was starting how to build my own computer, right? And I did not know shit about building any.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for 5 different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Dang, back then too. And I'm sure a lot of you guys are just wondering, I'd rather have this problem being done by somebody else. I don't want this to be my own problem because I don't know any of this at all. So I want to save myself the trouble and buy just a store big box computer or a laptop. I just think it's easy than having to touch components that I just don't know. And a lot of people are afraid to touch things by hand, which I mean, very reasonable too. What I will say is if you do not know about computers, you know, it's a good time to study on working on your skills and learning how to fix things of your own. Because the next few years, while you've got these big companies that are looking to solder like the motherboard, the RAM, and not make repairs a fundamental thing, which to me, it's going to get a lot more difficult down the road. And coming from the guy, Andy, that runs his tech channel, Salem Tech Experts, which he says that at some point down the road, within 12 years or less, is that we're not going to see repair shops down the road because with the lack of choices and the fact that basically Microsoft killed off Windows 10 right away, which tells you is that there's not going to be any more repairs down the road, because a lot of these repair shops will go out of business because companies just are not going to make things easy for customers to repair their own operating system, or excuse me, not their own operating systems, but their own machines that they've purchased with their own money, or a shop do any repairs, which at some point it's going to be very, very difficult. And if you look at the way phones are back then, if you look at the earlier iPhones before iPhone 6 came about, like you look at the old iPhones were easy to fix compared to today. Everything is glued. Everything is, it's not easy because there's so many components with just that one phone. And I just, for me, I'm just not a fan of fixing phones. And my personal experience with fixing phones, it's been a nightmare. Because I remember my own issues with phones. I remember replacing a iPhone 6 for a customer many years ago, and I remember just going through the components of a phone back then, and I was just replacing a battery, a simple battery off that phone. And first of all, there was nothing wrong with screen. I remember that customer giving that phone to me, and I told her, yes, I would replace the battery off that phone. The battery, and what her problem was that the battery of that phone just doesn't last that long. And so I found that when going through the battery, or excuse me, opening a screen on the phone, that the battery just ballooned. It was just like a big pillow. The way I describe that, it's just like, wow. I couldn't believe how much it was inflating. And coming to find out, it was that battery was bad. At some point, thank God, that phone did not explode on her. You know, and anything could have happened to that customer. And I'm glad that that customer came up to me and had me replace that iPhone 6, or I believe the iPhone 6 or iPhone 6 Plus. Don't remember the model, but I remember doing my job and getting that replaced for her and getting that battery that was sent right to the store. And got, oh my gosh, thinking about it right now, I'm glad I did, because anything could have had happened to that customer, and that could have been a more damaging, or it becomes more serious, really, thinking about that situation. And to me, those phones that were much easier back then to replace, even though some of them phones were a pain in the neck to replace, and I remember going through each phone, all of them weren't easiest at all. And trust me when I say this, because I had to deal with parts that were like proprietary parts between iPhones and Androids. And now I'm just not a big fan of dealing with phones. Phones, they're making the phones less reliable. And back then, there were phone companies that were able to let you, or give you the option to take off the battery easily off a phone. And they were swappable too, just like the older laptops. The batteries were swappable on laptops. Let's say if the battery went bad on you, then you could just replace that battery and just order that brand new battery right in the mail. And like now, no, you can't do that on either lap. Well, excuse me. You could do it on a laptop still, and replace the battery, the internal battery for laptops. But for phones, forget about it. They're just not easy to replace. And because that's going to take your time and your labor to go through that mess, I just don't think it's worth getting a battery off a phone. I mean, thankfully, if you're able to take care of your own devices, I suggest you guys do that too, because a lot of people don't still know how to take care of your own devices. And it's very sad to see where these good phones, people throw them. People don't take care of their devices when they purchase brand new gadgets. It's like, why? Because people don't take any consideration of the purchases that they make. And it's really stupid, because I feel that people do not want to take care of their stuff. And I'm sure that it's not all of them their fault. Maybe they just dropped in the toilet. They dropped their phones in the toilet, or they dropped their laptops on the concrete floor. Anything could have happened. You know, accidents happen all the time. But the way I see with people throwing their phones on the side, you know, it feels really like a waste, because you put so much money on a phone, which most phones nowadays cost like over $1,000, which, oh God, I would just barf on that price tag. And to me, I grew up, I would say, poor, you know, and I didn't have the money or the funds to spend on thousands of dollars on a phone. Well, even before phones raised up over $1,000, you had phones back then that were $200 brand new right in the market. Or if you're an iPhone freak, you would have spent about a whopping $400 to $600 on a brand new iPhone, top dollar. And I really do not like where new devices are in these days, because these companies like Apple, Google, Samsung used to be the cheaper option, not anymore. And Samsung is just going, bringing their prices higher and higher. And you look at the laptop market, it's the same stick, same deal. And that's why there's been a case that, for me, I'm just not excited with brand new smartphones. And for me, I've been more in the case of either desktops or laptops. That's just me. So last but not least, I want to go over the four big things what I see with computers, what I consider doing if I were to purchase brand new computers. And here I quote is, the in consideration in buying a computer, I look at a computer within performance, compatibility, longevity, and reliability. That's what I see in computers. And so wherever I see with computers, I want something that is reliable, something that will work for me throughout a good long time. That's where I see it. So that's the big four. And I think the last thing I probably am missing is cost considerations. But if cost is not your biggest consideration, and if you're able to spend top dollar, you know, shoot, go for it too. But a lot of people that cannot afford the top dollar computer will are very price sensitive. A lot of you guys are, and not everybody is going to be able to spend over $500 on computers, and it's validly fine that you can't just spend something that you're not able to afford, you know. And I'm glad that I see people out there online making an effort to keep their computers lasting. And even though Windows 10 is no longer in support and in most machines now, because it's considered considered end of life, and with most computers, because most of the older motherboards don't have the so-called thing called TPM, which is called Trusted Platform Modular, or whatever that thing is called, TPM 2.0, which is the thing where if you want Windows 11 on your machine, it has to have TPM enabled. And I don't like that right there, because when I installed Windows 11, I remember just thinking, staying so confused of why do I need TPM just to install an operating system, right? But I find out this is supposed to be like a proprietary thing. And if you want Windows 11, then you're going to have to go through of enabling TPM onto your machine, which you have to have access to BIOS. It's terrible. I don't like it. And I remember going through that installation process in the back of my mind, I should have stayed with Windows 10 back then. I personally would have, but I think that point, a friend of mine that I've known online convinced me to, and I just felt, oh, why did I do it? But now I look back, I'm going with Linux with my machine, and most likely it'll be either Ubuntu or Mint, but I'll let you guys know how that installation goes from that point. Anyways, guys, this is my take on CPUs, and I know I've gone through a pretty long episode on this. Let me know what your take on machines nowadays. Do you think most modern computers have gone worse than older machines, or do you think that most hardware is fine? What do you think? All right, guys, I will be out of here. Take care of yourselves and enjoy a brand new week. Take care, everyone.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.